Mitch and Ben versus Everything.
Welcome to Mitch and Ben versus Everything, the podcast where we take on everything.
All the pressing issues that need addressing.
I'm Mitch Coyne. I'm here joined by my co-host and good friend, Ben McLennan.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How are we all?
Yeah, fucking going off, mate. Going off.
Hello, hello, hello. I don't know why I went British, but...
I can't help it. When I get excited, I just start doing fucking voices.
That's right. What's all this then?
What's all this then?
I'll tell you what all this is then. This is just fucking two local Newcastle comics fucking just spinning
fun.
Shit, mate. Everyone's got a podcast. We thought fucking why not add one more to the list. And yeah, fucking, I don't know.
Yeah, just off the back of How to Not Comedy, recorded the 99th episode.
Yes. Great podcast. Go check that one out when you get a chance.
Yeah, okay. Spotify, iTunes, where you get all your podcasts. Fucking even YouTube. You can even see it on YouTube.
Oh, they're fucking everywhere.
Oh, mate. All over the place.
After it, son.
We'll jump straight back. We'll jump straight into the news, Ben. What do we got? What's going on this week?
Well, I suppose the biggest thing is we've got a new Prime Minister.
Yes.
Prime Minister. We've fucked that other dunce down there and... Oh, fucking struggled to say dunce and dead shit then. Between the two.
Dunce shit.
Dunce shit. Yeah, no, we fucking new Prime Minister. A welcome change, I think, fucking for most Australians. So it's honestly, it can't get any worse, can it?
Like, no. He's a fucking dork, though.
Oh, he is. Oh, Albanese.
Yeah.
Oh,
he is a fucking dork.
He's a. They all are, though. Fucking. There's no. The, fucking. Who's. Who has not been a dork that's been promised? Like Abbott was fit, but he was a dork. He was still a dork.
Yeah,
like he had that. Like the only thing that you could argue saves him from being a dork was he was fucking a bit of a triathlon man. But
yeah, I'll just correct you there because they're directional.
Oh, right.
The microphones.
Fucking not this problem again.
Sorry, mate. The last cool... Who was the one who...
Bob Hawke. He was the last guy who wasn't a dork. John Howard was a fucking dork.
Yeah.
Who was after that? Rudd. I loved Rudd, but dork.
Yeah, he's
Gillard's
a dork.
They're all fucking dorks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never said dork so much in my life. But now we've got a new fucking Prime Minister. And did you see his interview with Briggs? He's fucking funny, bro.
Is he?
He's fucking funny. He's
fucking Albanese can riff.
He can riff, man. He's sitting there with Briggs, and Briggs is like, so you're a Rabbitohs fan, you're into politics, and you're a Catholic. You know, he goes, is there any of your love interests that aren't involved in sex scandals? Albanese is just like, apparently not. And then they're talking about ScoMo and Albanese. He's like, he didn't even have that. No one's ever called him ScoMo before. He's like, it was a self-made up nickname just to fucking for the election. He's like, no one calls him ScoMo.
Yeah.
And Briggs goes, oh, it's a bit too close to Albo. He's like, yeah. He's like, do you want to fight him? He's just kind of like, he doesn't say anything. He just kind of gives this look like, well, he calls him something like, he says he's like, oh, you're a, like Briggs says to him, he's like, you're a closet wanker or something. He's like, what do you mean closet? Man, if you haven't looked it up, fucking look it up. If I knew about it before, like I voted for him anyway, but fuck, if I knew about it before the election, I would have fucking pumped him harder. I'm like, man, this guy has got fucking, funny.
That's what elections
need. He's got a sense of humor. That's what I'm looking for. Fucking.
That's what elections need to turn into is just a roast battle.
Oh, 100%, man. Like fucking, if they just... Stop the political jargon and spoke.
And the boats. We want to stop
and the boats.
The boats.
Oh, yeah, the boats. Yeah. Fuck the boats. Boats and fucking political jargon. Stop them. But yeah. No, like, legitimately, if the Prime Minister just come out, or politician, just fucking spoke, like, saying, whatever they got to say, but, like, just talking like a normal person.
Yeah.
It almost wouldn't matter what they say. It'd be that refreshing, like... They'd probably get in because people are like, oh, he's a fucking, he sounds like one of us. Like,
yeah, he just gets up on Parliament. He's like, shut up, cunt.
Yeah, we're not that, Australians aren't that smart. If a politician said that, he'd just achieve iconic status.
Well, we hate the person who's pretending to be the smartest person in the room.
That's right. That's Australia's got mean more tall poppy syndrome. So
yeah. Like if you get in there, like people want to see the bloke from around the corner.
That's right.
And unfortunately, there is no such thing as that when you're talking politics.
No.
There was...
They seem so disconnected, and that's the problem.
Yeah. Right. Alex Dyson, who was on Triple J Radio, he was running as an independent in his local electorate. I think he got the second highest. He didn't get in. But he, like, for an independent...
Dyson sucks again. Yeah. Dyson still sucks.
Really living up to the name there, mate.
Headline, Dyson still sucks.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, I was just like, that's someone I would vote for. If I had the opportunity to vote for that dude, I would vote for him because he was, like, younger. That's another thing. I feel like politicians get paid too much.
Oh, of course they do.
I think it's like, I agree with the sentiment, oh yeah, you need to offer like good money if you're gonna get good people.
Yeah.
But we're not getting good people.
No. So, and they shouldn't be allowed to vote on their own pay rises.
No.
Like, fucking, for example, like, yeah, you hear the, you know, the teacher strike every week.
Yeah.
We're moving on teachers for a brief second here. Fucking, I was following a Facebook argument. I wasn't getting involved. I was just fucking following it. And
it's good
yeah,
to lurk.
Yeah, I know. It is good to lurk. I just couldn't be fucking getting involved. But some cunt who's like pro-teacher strike, he throws up this fucking, these stats. It's like 92% of teachers think the workload is too much. 89% of teachers don't think they get paid enough. I'm like, no shit, cunt.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks they work too hard for not enough money. Like,
yeah.
Like, I work at a timber yard. Do I think I'm underpaid? Fucking oath I do. Do I know if I'm underpaid? I don't know. Fucking, I just want more money. That survey practically said, teachers, do you want more money and less work? Like, yes. Yes, who's, we do. And like, everyone wants this. Like, that is not exclusive to teachers. And fuck yous. You get like 12 weeks holidays a year. Fuck off. Like,
yeah.
Unless you used fucking homeschooled for half of it anyway. So fuck them again. Like,
yeah. The funny thing is, though, like, they're like, 89% of teachers believe that they're underpaid and stuff. Of course they're going to say that.
Yeah.
What I want to know is who's the 11% going, no, I get paid enough.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Fucking legends, that's who they are.
Yeah, fucking legends. We've got another one. Elon Musk recently came out saying, it's been raining money on fools for too long. He's welcoming the recession. It's like...
World's richest man says we make too much money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, Elon, I'm not making too much money.
No.
Like, yes, I'm a fool, but it's not raining money on my head.
It's hardly raining money. Yeah. Like,
yeah, it's like...
I like Elon, but not in favour of that one. Like, that's just...
No. Yeah. Like, I'd much rather us all make money rather than, like, just the... fucking top 3%.
Define raining money, Elon. Like, if you're talking handouts, there has just been a pandemic that, you know, has fucked a lot of people. So maybe a lot more people getting handouts than what they normally would. But most people are out there fucking working and for it. Like,
yeah.
You're telling them not. They earn too much. Like, bleh.
Yeah.
I think you missed the mark on that one,
Elon. I think what he's talking to or speaking to is the people who have probably made... There's a lot of people who have made a lot of money on certain cash cows where there was a lot of, like, NFTs.
Oh, like, yeah.
NFTs are... There's a lot of people making a lot of money on them, but the market is quickly saturating and falling out of the arse of it. Like,
yeah, right.
People are losing a lot of money.
I never really bothered to look into that shit because I was like, I don't get it. I just... Yeah, I didn't get it. I'm not smart enough for that crap.
So. Yeah, my understanding is it's a digital piece of art, whatever it is, and it's unique. Like, there's only ever been one made. Even though the whole idea of digital, like things being digital, is you can make as many copies as you want.
Ah, so you make an NFT. What's your NFT?
And
I'm
going
to buy it off you.
Yeah, fuck. I might have to think about this for a second. I'm going to make an NFT. It'll be an NFT of me shirtless doing the puddin' dance.
Fuck yeah. Okay.
Just like a gif. Just a me gif. Like, yeah.
Right. So I buy this NFT off you for... How much are we selling it for?
For me, I would say, well, NFT. It's a one of a kind.
Oh, well, no one else has got it, have they?
It might be a future investment.
check your NFTs at home, people. Do you have a pudding dance? Shirtless, mind you.
Yeah.
Not with a shirt on, shirtless. Do any of you have it? I think not.
I'm going to back myself.
Yep.
Let's go 50K.
50K. Fucking 50K. Bargain. All right, I'm buying this off you for 50K.
Yeah.
The fuck do I do with it now?
It's it. You look at it.
Fucking fascinating, this world of NFTs, isn't it? Yeah. Like, that just,
yeah. And then you've got to find
someone
else.
I can't even hang
else.
It on my wall.
Yeah, like, no, you can't.
Like, if I buy a fucking big old... if I bought a fucking a portrait of you doing the pudding dance, I could hang it on my fucking front door. And every cunt who comes to my front door, be like, look at that cunt, look at that. Is I bought that for 50K. They go, that's cool, Ben. That's fucking sick. Other than that, I've got to drag some cunt into my computer room and be like, oi, check this out.
Yeah.
Like, fucking no. Like, fuck off. No, I don't get it. I just don't get the thing. Like, I don't get the craze.
It's a way of... So, what I heard, right? Art, like why people buy art.
Tax write-offs,
and then they can use it to as collateral to get loans. So if you've got a $500,000 painting,
you start a business and the business fails, you just give them the painting. You're like, oh, I didn't like it anyway.
Well, I liquidate that. Yeah, the bank can look at that as your assets and go, oh, yeah, we can give you 50K because at the very least, we can sell your art for 50K.
Yeah.
So... I think that's maybe where they're going with NFT. I don't think any bank would actually fucking
It'll die in the ass, surely.
That'll we're wrong.
Yeah. Fuck NFTs is what we're saying. We're going on a strong stance here. If you've ever bought one or made one, fuck you.
Yeah.
Just fuck you. There's no justification for it.
Yeah.
But too much money from the world's richest man. Everyone's making too much money. Well, I guess... there could be some element of truth to that because we just saw an article about that teenager down in Sydney throwing around $27,000 like confetti. It was the quote. So this little prick has gone into school with $27,000 cash and he's just started throwing it around and he's taking his friends down on shopping sprees for computer games and vouchers and whatnot. Like,
where did he get this money?
Where did he get it? Well, that's the thing. There was no mention of where he got this money from in the article.
Yeah.
Like, you can't not mention that. That's the first thing I want to know is where does it... I don't care what he did with it. I want to know where he got it.
Yeah.
So, like, what kind of half-assed journaling is this from the Daily Mail?
There's your problem.
It's the Daily Mail, like, but yeah.
Yeah, those kinds are fucked. Like, you gotta be shit.
I know, they're horrendous. That's where I get half my video ideas from. So. They're just the most dog shit reporters.
Oh, dude, they will fuck things up. Like, Cabba.
Yeah, yeah, I know Cabba.
Fucking
friend
Daily
of the channel.
Mail picked
doesn't
up.
Doesn't know the channel yet, but friend of it.
Yeah, yeah. Daily Mail picked up one of his videos where he does Tyso.
Oh, yeah.
They picked up one of his things being like, be careful what you put out in your front lawn because they're fucking coming for you. And it's his satire video. So, yeah, you can't trust Daily Mail. But theory, though, 27K, where did he get the money? I'm voting underground only fans. He's sold his butthole to a Saudi prince as an NFT.
Oh.
17-year-old gets 27K. Yeah. I have to make sure I lock my windows now for the rest of my life because someone might climb through it.
I think he's I think he's screwed away all his money he got from Ghislaine Maxwell. And, where all these other dopes have all gone out and spent it. This cunt's fucking given back.
He's blackmailed a teacher.
He's like, I got fingered.
Yeah.
Got fingered for years. He's like the fucking Robin Hood of school.
Steal from the pedos to give to the poor.
To give to the victims.
Maybe he's just trying to start a stampede at school. He's like, I can't do a
mass
shooting.
Lion King reenactment.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to kill his dad. Parent teacher day.
Yeah, yeah. That's the fucking best way to murder. Like, you can't do mass shootings anymore in Australia. We don't have guns.
No, we can't.
So he's like, you know what? I'll do the next best thing. I'll throw around $100 bills near a staircase and see if one of these little cunts stays alive.
That's right. Fucking Jesus.
Oh, man. All right, we'll move into what's our next segment? Wake up to yourself.
Wake
who
up
you got?
Yourself. So, wake up yourself, basically, to describe the segment. We're picking, can be a person, place, fucking company, anything you want. And we're just going to have a bit of a fucking rant about why that particular thing should wake up to itself. And this week, I've got Super Cheap Auto.
Yep.
Fucking not happy with it, mate. Like, I'm sure you've seen the footage of that fucking horrendous old bag of a woman just stealing shit from Super Cheap Auto.
Yeah.
And the manager's there. She's, you know, basically got, she's got a pram. She's, you know, fucking flogging brake rotors. She's going on, oh, I'm a baby and all that. And this, I fucking hate thieves. There's a lot of things I, you know, I go, all right, fair enough, but fucking thieves, I can't tolerate. Yeah. And the fact that this prick lost his job for getting the rotors back, I mean, sure, he gave her a little bit of a push.
So give the context of the video.
Right, so someone's been going in the Super Cheap, and as they've walked up, they've noticed a commotion outside. There's a lady with a pram and a manager tugging the pram off her.
Yeah.
He's going, you know, you got shit in there. She's going, no, no, it's just a baby. And they start tugging it, and these brake rotors fall out, and then she kind of fucks off, and he gets the rotors back. That cunt got sacked. Super Cheap sacked him. Sacked him for being a hero.
Yeah.
Because, like, all these stores have this fucking policy where you can't confront a shoplifter because, yeah, you could get hurt or customers could get hurt or whatnot. No, fuck that. Fucking, I reckon, well, citizen's arrest.
Yeah.
Bring that back. No one's citizen's arrest anymore. What's wrong with everyone? Stop.
Yeah, I feel like if you break the law and someone's stopping you from breaking the law, as long as they don't straight up assault that person.
No, like if they're just stealing, if just, hit them.
Yeah, fucking knock the cunts out.
Knock them out.
Yeah.
No, but this bitch gets away. Like, there was no charges or anything against her.
No.
And this cunt lost his job for it. Got hired by Autobahn, though, so good cunts at Autobahn. Like, good
Autobahn
on them.
Will look after you.
Autobahn will look after you. Go for them. But no, honestly, that fucking pissed me off. Like, he got sacked for doing his job and protecting the stock. Like,
in her defense, it is Super Cheap Auto, and you can't get cheaper than free.
That's it's hard to argue, Mitchell.
Yeah.
So look, that's my rant. Like, this cunt is a fucking hero. He fucking stopped a robbery and got sacked. Like,
yeah,
disgraceful. But anyway, Mitchell, who needs to wake up to themselves this week?
I got fucking so-called experts. So I've been watching this Amber Heard fucking Johnny Depp trial.
Beautiful.
Right. And these fucking swami stuck up cunts getting on TV. This is my big moment. I'm going to offer my opinion as an expert. And these cunts aren't even fucking experts. And they're using evidence in the wrong manner, and they're painting a fucking picture to essentially ruin someone's life. And I'm like, you're fucking idiots. And then when you get people who get up there and they'll talk shit about people who actually know what they're talking about, it's like those cunts on the internet who have never fought, never wrestled, never fucking done jiu-jitsu, don't know what the fuck they're talking about, and then they give an opinion on why a fighter lost on a specific night, or make an opinion about like whether or not that person was motivated or whatever. Same with like NRL.
They're like, I took a boxing lesson at the Y, and old mate told me to, you know, be light on my feet, and he wasn't light on his feet.
Yeah,
I can see that he was light on his feet. And you're like, fuck you cunt. There's so much more. You know one thing. You know one applicable fucking skill.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, he wasn't doing it. I could see it. And you're like, worse. Like.
Exactly. So then you get these fucking experts getting paid an exorbitant amount of money to fucking paint a false picture, and it's fucked.
What kind of experts are we talking? So
psychiatrists. They're pretending to be psychiatrists.
Pretending.
This one dude.
Pretending to be psychiatrists.
Well, he fucking didn't act like a psychiatrist, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, that's that crazy dude.
Yeah, he's the crazy dude.
Yeah.
And he get up there looking like fucking the Doctor from Back to the Future.
Yeah.
And you're like, I could tell the second he sat down, he's licking his lips too much. I'm like, that's a bad sign. I'm like, if you lick your lips, that's a bad sign.
Licking lips is a weird trait. I can't say I've I can't say I've ever felt the need to lick my lips.
Like, yeah, yeah. Just... Take away your expert card if you lick your lips.
Yeah. Yeah, is there any situation that like would lend itself well to lick lipping? Lick lipping.
Oh, lip licking.
To lip licking. Jesus Christ, dude. That was fucking hard to say. But there's no real situation where you can like, where it's...
Yeah, people are like, you need to lick your lips more.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know about this guy. He didn't lick his lips once. Like, yeah. Like,
can't
if
trust
you lick
him.
Your lips straight away, that is a weird fucking trait and just screams red flags.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Have you ever met, like... Have you ever met someone who was totally well-balanced who licked their lips?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, it's always fucking weird cunts who lick their lips.
Yeah, like, you know... You can't be like, oh, would you like to hold the baby? And they lick their lips. You're like, whoa, no. Yeah. you can leave.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you're hired. And they lick their lips. You're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Is what I would say.
It's fucking, it's a whole thing.
That thing's got to be coming to an end soon, surely.
It's over. It's over now. So,
it's over now,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, they did their closing arguments.
Oh, so the jury's away deciding the verdict or it's come back?
Yeah, they're away deciding their verdict.
How long do you reckon it's going to take?
I don't know, man. I don't know. If it takes too long, it's bad. The longer it takes, the worse it is
for Johnny.
Yeah. It was, the closing arguments were like brutal as well.
Not just fucking trying to pile on because like there's so many people piling on, but I don't know, like I don't know what happened. I honestly didn't really know of her until this thing started.
Yeah,
I didn't even know what she did. I didn't know she was an actress, but it doesn't. I don't know, the way that Camilla Sheila has interrogated her, it doesn't look great for her.
No,
like sitting there and going, oh. I don't know what that person testified to. They're saying, like, I don't know, there was one I saw this morning, and going, oh, this trailer park guy said, like, there was no commotion.
Yeah.
There was no, the trailer didn't get trashed, and he said, you were the angry one. And she's like, oh, well, I don't know if that was what his testimony was. They're like, yeah, that was what his testimony was. He's saying he's a liar. He sat in this courtroom, and she's like, I don't know if that was it. And you're like, fucking... Basically saying, like, yeah, they're lying, without saying, yeah, they're lying.
Yeah.
And there's just too many of them. And I even... So when it first started, there's that video of him like smashing windows and all that kind of shit. And I thought, oh, that doesn't look fucking too particularly crash hot for him. But then I saw someone have an interesting opinion where they're going, she's very calm in that video. If you're truly scared, you don't fucking, one, you don't really film. You just get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
And two, like she's very calm. She's terrified. She's very calm. And then it got worse by fucking someone saying, apparently that video came out was like the day after his mum died or some shit. I was like, fuck, that is not a good look if that's what she's trying to use as evidence.
So no, it was the day before they were supposed to get divorced. So it was the day before she went to court for a divorce.
Right.
Yeah, it was fucking... And they had the dude from TMZ. We got to move on after this. But the dude from TMZ is like, oh, yeah, we have to get the copyright. And legally, the person who owns the copyright is the person who recorded it. And we got the video from the person who owned the copyright. So he never once said that she was the person who released it.
Yeah.
But he did say, we got the copyright. So it's come from Amber Heard or her team.
Dog shit.
So up next, we got Masturbate.
Masturbators.
Yes.
A couple of fat boys debating topics. So at the moment, we have 15 topics where basically... I fucked this up when we tried to record the pilot episode too. The affirmative and the fucking... for and against, fuck yous.
Yeah, for and against.
We're basically going to spin a roulette wheel. We're going to pick a topic and one of us has to argue for and against that topic. So have you got the number generator
I've
up?
I've got the number generator and we're
send
spinning.
Send a spinning.
So, the one we've come up with is Fat Girls Try Harder.
All right.
And what do you want to be? I'll flip the coin, you call it.
All right, heads. This is for affirmative.
Tails. All right. So you're I got the fat affirmative.
Girls try harder, and I'm saying they don't.
Yeah. Well, I definitely believe fat girls try harder. Just getting out of the bed for a fat girl is harder than it is for a skinny girl. All right, you can't tell me that their knees aren't taking a pounding every time they walk down the stairs for their morning shit. All right. Not to mention, all right, fat girls have to try harder to get a man. All right, because they're not walking in with the best looks or anything like that. I can guarantee you, fat girls are definitely fucking nicer. They're funnier. They're better to be around. Who do you want to fucking hang out with? Some little blonde bimbo, you know, hot little piece of ass. Yeah, but she's got no fucking stories. I bet she's never shit herself. All right, you get yourself a fat girl. All right, she's working hard every day just for your approval.
She's done some damage to them britches.
Yeah. All right, that's on you, man. You try and beat that.
All right. I would argue 100% fat girls do not try harder, and that's why they are fat, for the starters. Here's the thing. I haven't been picked up many times in my life, but whenever they do, it's a fat girl, and they are fucking lazy with it. Here's what they do. They call you over, and then they're like, oh, do you like my big tits? Like, that is mostly fat. You have not earned them big tits. They are just fat tits. They are big, fat, flabby tits. And they'll be like, oh, I'm so wet. No, I'm pretty sure that's fucking sweat. That is nothing to do with you. It's just fucking lazy. They are literally just listing symptoms of their condition to try to pick you up. They do not try harder. Like, the fucking ones on the Rascals, they're trying harder than the one jogging 5K every day to keep a firm fucking peachy ass. Fat girls do not try harder, Mitchell. That is my argument. They are nicer, though. They are notoriously nicer because they have to be. There is nothing worse than a fat, grumpy bitch. If you're fat, you need a joke book in your pocket at all times just to fucking... Yeah, you can't be grumpy and fat. You want to be grumpy, you got to be hot. That's just...
that's the way it works.
That's the way it works. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
All right, man.
So at some stage, we will get a Facebook page made up before this starts.
Yeah.
Facebook, Instagram, whatever. And we'll put a poll up and see who do we reckon won that little debate there.
Yeah, let's give it a go. You want to introduce our next topic?
All right, last one is fucking, I don't know if we've got a name for this, but basically, if people want to send us a problem, send us a problem and we'll solve it. But we've gone to the internet, we've found a problem, and we're going to give a few solutions on how to deal with said problem. So what's our problem this week, Mitchell?
What was our problem this week? Fuck, we were talking about it just before.
Oh, it was how to meet women.
Ah, that's right. Yeah. So if you're a young fella and you're having trouble meeting women.
How young are we talking?
Well, look, let's go the ages of young men. So sort of 15 to 22.
15 to 22, beautiful.
Yeah. So first things first, you've got to have money. All right,
they love it.
Yeah, the premise. Oh, we probably should have explained this. The premise is wrong answers only.
Yes,
as well.
Yeah, this isn't going to be good advice. But
yeah. Wrong answers only. That's the name of the segment. Wrong answers only.
All right.
So first things first, you've got to have money, and you don't need to earn good money. You don't need to have a good job.
No,
you just take out loans.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
There's no easier way to get money than a loan.
Yeah. Take out a loan, buy yourself a nice car because women love cars. It's all they care about.
Women care about security and not having to work.
Yeah.
So they want to see that you can look after them. Now, you don't actually have to look after them. All you're trying to do is get them. So you just got to present the illusion of security, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So... you've got your nice car now, right? You've got your bank.
You've got your nice car. You got a wad of 50s.
Yeah.
Hanging out your fly, preferably.
But you haven't got a job. And notice I did say there is no requirement for a job.
There is no requirement for a job.
So what you need to do is you need to find a woman with a job.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Find the woman with the job who can pay your loans for you.
Yes, because once you've got all this, then you can get the woman. That's easy. Yeah. So that's one way of going about it. All right. Another way. How do you meet women these days? we're both married men. This is All right. If I was a young 15-year-old boy, how would I meet a girl?
You sneak up on them while they're sleeping.
Just fucking grab them.
See, you jimmy open their window.
All right, so what you want to do is you want to follow them around for a while, learn their habits.
Specifically when they're alone. You need to find out when they're alone. Maybe their parents, you know, work a 9-to-5 job and they finish school early on a Friday. So there's a good 3 hours you can get in there.
Mm. Yeah. Maybe their parents are notoriously late to picking them up from dance recital and, you know. There's your opening.
So you're gonna want to
now instead of buying a convertible with your loan that you got in your last idea, you're gonna get a van. Basically, when it all starts with getting a loan, you got to get the loan, and then you got to get transport. You need to be able to move the women.
Now,
if you want to talk to Ghislaine Maxwell about moving women, you know, so get some tips from the pro. But yeah, so Jesus.
So you've got your van.
You got your van.
Right now,
mum's
now
late to picking her up from dance recital.
Yeah. Now you need something to impress her, right? So you got to get her from the curb to the van.
Right.
And
so if she's got a pet.
Yeah.
You take the pet, you put it in the back of the van. She's like, oh, Whiskers. She jumps in the van trying to save it. Bam. You got yourself a girl and a pet. You got the startings of a happy little family.
Yeah, happy little family.
Happy little family.
I mean, you got to keep her in a room with no windows. Oh, but she'll get used to it.
Every marriage has its difficulties.
Yeah.
No one's perfect.
Yeah, with enough, you know, with enough like talking and family therapy.
Well, Stockholm syndrome's real.
Yeah. Yeah, you just got to wait for it to kick in.
Just got to wait for it to kick in.
Sure, she's going to spend a good week begging and crying.
Oh, yeah, but that's just married life.
Yeah, it's just married life.
That's just marriage.
Usually it's the man doing it, so it's good to turn it around sometimes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Flip the script.
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically you're going to get a loan and get a car of some sort.
Then wait,
yeah.
Steal her dog.
Should maybe try the convertible way first. And that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Vans are cheap.
Well, they're not. They're actually fucking vans are a whole thing at the moment.
Oh, well, vans aren't cheap, so.
Yeah. So you're just going to have to get like a sedan with a big boot.
Don't get a Japanese car, is what we're saying.
Yeah. None of that fucking Japanese shit. We
want a Holden fucking station wagon.
Yeah, that's Holden what you station want. Wagon with chains.
Jesus Christ. And that's how you meet women.
Yeah.
I don't know where to go with that one from there.
Oh, man. That's the end of the podcast, man.
Yeah.
That fucking flew by.
But fucking how long is that?
That was 30 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
32 minutes.
Jesus Christ. What an episode.
Yeah.
Honestly, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't fucking enjoy this, what are you doing with your life? What do you want?
Well, you don't like jokes about kidnapping?
Oh, what is wrong with yous?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
We love yous. Look, follow us on. We'll get the socials up and running. It'll be Mitch and Ben versus everything. If you have any problems or masturbate topics, please send them in. And follow. Like we said earlier in the episode, go check out How to Not Comedy.
Yep.
Face Open Mic, Newcastle Comedy Club, and. Do you have anything you want to plug for yourself, or are you not really?
We got a live show for How to Not Comedy coming up on.
You say comedy?
Comedy. Comedy.
How to Not Come, Eddie. Stop sleeping with blokes, Eddie, and you learn how to not come. No, actually, keep sleeping with blokes. That's probably. Anyway.
It's working out for her.
Yeah, it's working out. She's probably not coming. And anyway, and last. Yeah, everyone get around How to Not Comedy, and I'm on YouTube, Ben McLennan Comedy, and Facebook, Insta, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, we'll catch you next episode. Love you.
Yeah, fucking see you later. Mwah. Mwah.